Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Interesting game. I mean, Sunday night, right? We thought it would be a blowout. Both you and I picked the Kansas City Chiefs with the points, which is 8.5. And it turned into a barn burner. The Chiefs won over the New York Jets 23-20. But New York City is abuzz because the beleaguered Zach Wilson came up with the performance of his professional life, Rob. He arguably outplayed Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I think he pretty much did outplay Patrick Mahomes. Zach Wilson was 28 for 39, 245 yards, threw for 2 touchdowns, no picks. I said no picks, and a passer rating of 105.2. Patrick Mahomes, Rob, 18 for 30, 203 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, and a passer rating of 63.6.
Could have been 3 if one, right? One call back.
Yes. So Zach Wilson was better than Patrick Mahomes yesterday. And so, Rob, I'm going to throw this question out to you because, as I said, he's been beleaguered. Was last night proof, or did Zach Wilson prove that he can be the Jets franchise quarterback going forward, you know, once Aaron Rodgers is out of the picture?
No way, no how. This is typical. It's just people are prisoner of the moment, Chris. We talked about this before. When they won week one, I said to you, watch, he'll throw 3 picks and people will lose their minds and be like, oh, he can't play, let's get rid of him. Every time he has a bad game or plays poorly, you'll always revisit that and question whether or not the guy can play. And I'm going to say, no, I'm not buying it. There's been enough. It's not like he's played 4 games and we're passing judgment.
Right.
There's enough material, Chris, film for me to look at it and not believe in that. The Jets were down 17-0. Patrick Mahomes had played horribly. That's how the game was close. Let's just be real, Chris.
And keeping it real.
I'm keeping it. Let's do it.
The Chiefs often do this. We've talked about how they're not good at covering the spread.
They don't cover the spread for whatever reason.
Rob, last year, they played 5 of the worst 6 teams in the AFC. See if I can remember. They beat Houston, which was horrible. They were the worst team in the AFC. Houston took them to overtime.
Right.
Indianapolis, which was horrible, beat them. The Raiders, who were horrible, they beat the Raiders by a point. Denver, which was horrible, they beat them by 6 and by 3. And then who am I missing? Tennessee, they beat by three. So they do this.
They play down to their competition. They do.
Whatever it might be, they toy with you. Next thing you know, it's a close game.
Chris, I'm just not going to be lulled into this. Oh, they lost close. Look, there's a chance. Oh, he didn't throw any picks. I don't have any confidence long term. I really don't, and I know that if it wasn't for the injury, he would be an afterthought and wouldn't be playing, and I get it, Aaron Rodgers would be in front of him. But if you really thought there were glimpses and whatnot, you could have really thought about him and people wouldn't have this feel for him. I just don't. I don't believe that he's their long-term future. They might say it because they have no alternative, because they had no, Chris, they had no backup plan. And the other thing is he's played so poorly that even when he plays pretty good, it looks like it's all-pro performance. Like, that's how bad he is.
I mean, come on, Chris.
I watched last night. I wasn't like, oh, my God, he really can play. I didn't feel that way at all.
Well, the first thing, Rob, no, he has not proven that he's the quarterback of the future for the Jets, even when Aaron Rodgers is out of the picture. What he did, Rob, was he earned another chance. Right? He earned a little bit of rope.
Right.
He earned a little bit of leeway, a little bit of patience. Because you know, Rob, I've been saying, go get Carson Wentz. And again, not that Carson Wentz is anything super special, but he's a legitimate NFL quarterback.
And has had success in the league. Are you kidding? Yes.
Success that it looks like Zach Wilson may only dream about. And I'm willing to say, okay, he showed me a little something last night. I'm fine with him starting next week. You know, and we'll see how it goes. Like, he's earned a little bit of time. But to your point, Rob, last night was just, more than anything else, it was an example of how low, how absolutely low, how worm's belly low, snake's belly, whatever you want to call it, low, the expectations have fallen for Zach Wilson. Because you said it, Rob. It wasn't like he lit the world on fire last night. He didn't even throw for 250 yards.
That's what I'm saying. People are jumping around like he threw for 500 yards last night.
No, I mean, Rob, the team, the offense scored 18 points, which is nothing to write home about. He didn't throw for 250 yards. And he had the fumble that, could have cost him the game.
Yeah,
right. And yet we're raving about him like he's the next hot thing.
Can I
give
you this?
The next hotness. And I'll say this quickly, Rob. The kid made some nice throws, some great throws.
The guy was drafted. We're not acting like he can't play at all, Chris.
We kind of are, because all he did last night was look like a solid, serviceable quarterback. I mean, really, if Jacoby Brissett does what Zach Wilson did last night, is everybody up and raving like, oh my gosh, Jacoby Brissett, the new hotness?
Right.
I'm saying, like, if who was the guy that made Huntley? Tyler Huntley.
What is his name, Rob?
Or Tyrone? He was a Pro Bowler. I should know his name.
Nah, but I know who you're talking about.
Backup to Lamar Jackson.
With the Ravens, right.
Yeah, with the Ravens. If he has that very game last night, Tyler Huntley, is anybody raving? Huntley did much more than that last night, Rob. He's not even a starting quarterback in the league. Like, I thought he'd get a look somewhere to start.
Right.
He didn't. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's how low. And I don't want to rain on his parade. He played well. It was the first time he showed us, Rob, for the most part, that he actually could be an NFL caliber quarterback. a starting caliber quarterback.
But it's about being consistent, and that's right. The difference. Anybody, like, you could have a good
They're
game or so.
They're all NFL players.
Exactly.
I mean, they got talent.
Right. But here's the other one. Chris, let me just give you the numbers real quick. Patrick Mahomes, fourth lowest QBR game of his NFL career last night. That's how poorly he played. Zach Wilson had his fourth highest QBR of his NFL career last night. Ready? Mahomes' QBR was still higher at 66.3, and Wilson's QBR, 65.9, Chris. This is what I'm saying. Like this is what you're celebrating?
Is this your king?
Right, is this your king? Right. Wait a minute. I got one for you. Where's your Messiah now?
And again, I don't want to rain on his parade.
Rain, baby.
Well, now he played well. I'm gonna give him credit for that. But what I'm saying, Rob, is that if this were his rookie year and he stared down Patrick Mahomes and went toe to toe with him, it'd be like, oh man. This is his third year, Rob. And it's not like he hasn't played. It's his third year, and he's gotten playing time. And this is essentially, he's probably had a moment or two here or there. This is essentially the first glimpse he showed us. You know what I mean? Like, usually you'll see a glimpse. Justin Fields last year showed us glimpses. Right? Even if they don't become a great quarterback, they'll show you a glimpse if they're, like, going to be good or going to be serviceable. And whenever Zach Wilson showed us glimpses in the terms of throwing for a lot of yards or throwing for multiple touchdowns in a game, Rob, he always threw at least one interception and maybe multiple interceptions. Or he was throwing, only completing 52% of his pass. I mean, something low like that. Last night was the first time he pretty much put it all together for, we'll give him a game. And even then he fumbled, you know? And so just temper it a bit. I'm happy for Jets fans. I saw some today in New York and they're just smiling from cheek to cheek.
They're smiling because they're 1-3. Is that it? Not 0-4? Is that what
they're smiling just because they saw a glimpse. And like you said, Rob, it's got to be more consistent.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be your around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion winning coach, now an NFL analyst. We welcome in Charlie Weiss.
Charlie.
To the iCouple. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Just getting ready for the Monday night game like everybody else.
There you go.
Yes, yes. Let's start with the Sunday night game, though. And Rob and I were just talking about Zach Wilson's performance. Did he show you, Charlie, last night that he can be a starting caliber quarterback in this league or not?
Well, I think the one thing that we saw last night, there were two things that people noticed. He played better. That's the second thing. But you know the first thing that people aren't talking about is the presence of Aaron Rodgers in the house.
Right.
I think that Aaron Rodgers' presence in the locker room and at the game calm things down for the Jets, and I really think it helped Zach's performance. I don't think he looked flustered. He threw the ball well. He's athletic, and his legs can help get him out of some trouble. I mean, he's got a way to go, but I think that was a major positive step forward from what we've seen here for the last month or so.
The expectations are so low that just a decent game is like he won the Super Bowl last night, Charlie. I mean, that's how bad it's been for him. But let me go. I want to go to coaches. Sean Payton probably saved his job last night, yesterday, if they would have lost to the Chicago Bears.
Time out. That's not true because he's making so much money. They're not firing him in 1 year.
Yeah, but wait a minute. So you're going to tell me that it's going to be that I'm saying, like, he would have lost everything, but people's faith or confidence in him had they lost to the Chicago Bears, who had lost, 14 games in a row? Really, after the 70-point game, Charlie?
Well, he's got egg in his face already. I know Sean. I've known him since he was – an assistant coach before he was even a head coach. And he does a nice job as a head coach, but he took a bad approach walking in the door in Denver by bad-mouthing the previous staff and saying how bad they were, because he, right now his team is a pile of crap. Seriously, Russell Wilson actually played halfway decent for a change.
Yes.
So, Mike, that team's a long way away from being a competitive football team.
Let me just ask one more coach question, Chris. Let me jump in. Brandon Staley, I just cannot. Someone has to explain. It's like he's playing Madden, and this is not
the
NFL. Okay, help me out, Charlie, because it doesn't. If I was a player on that team, I would be mad at him.
I'd be ticked off.
I mean, it goes all the way back to 2021, where he lost in both the division and then the playoffs. By just being Mr. Analytics. And then the thing about it, even when it doesn't work, he takes no accountability.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing. Look, I've made calls before that when they work, usually they're minimized how many people talk about them. People question them, but when they work, they say, okay, he got away with it. But when they don't work, you're going to be scrutinized. But instead of passing the buck, just say, yeah, in hindsight, you know, I could have been much more conservative, but take your hit and then move on. But the thing is, he keeps doing it. We keep on waiting for him to wake up. I mean, will somebody just slap him in the face one time and say, wake the hell up?
Charlie, it's terrible. And again, like Rob said, if I was a player on that team, we work all week, our blood, sweat, and tears, and you're going to give away the game. He's been fortunate the last 2 weeks.
With interceptions at the goal line to win both games. He should be 0-4.
It's ridiculous. Last thing I want to ask you, though, last night we saw, or yesterday, Mac Jones, and he obviously struggled badly against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I thought he had a good rookie year. There's no doubt he had a good rookie year. Last year, they have a defensive coordinator for the offense. So, I almost give him a pass on that. But I don't know if he's regressing, but he's not engendering much confidence in his abilities going forward. What are you seeing with him, and what do you think kind of the future holds for him as far as how good he can be?
Well, he's definitely part of the problem. But let me, you know, because you know I'm a Patriot homer.
Yes.
Let me go through a couple other things. Their offensive line is played like garbage.
Yep.
They don't have a wide receiver that anyone cares about.
Yep.
I mean, no wide receiver that you have to game plan for. So if you don't have anyone outside that scares the defense, and your offensive line hasn't played very well, then you start forcing things, and you carelessly make mistakes like his interceptions yesterday. I mean, were careless mistakes. They weren't just like bad, just outright bad throws. They're throwing across your body, across the field. They're just, you know, they're just careless. They're reckless. Because what happens, and it happens on both sides of the ball, not just with the quarterback and other offensive players, but when a team starts pressing and you feel like you have to make a play, sometimes you do dumb things. And that's exactly what he did last night. And I'm not giving him a free pass for how he played, because he didn't play very well. I'm just saying, I look at things from the big picture and look at him as part of the problem, not just being the problem.
Last thing, Charlie, we got about a minute to go. Daniel Jones and the Giants off to not a great start. What do you think of him? They gave him a boatload of money. People question that signing and the amount of money. How good is he as a quarterback?
I think he's a lot better with Saquon Barkley playing.
Yes. There you go.
Well, I mean, we say that in jest, but it's not in jest. I mean, that team is built around Saquon. And Daniel Jones is a really effective quarterback when Saquon is in there and healthy and at the top of his game. But when he's not, it's kind of scary. It really is. It's kind of scary.
Charlie, I don't know if you can answer this in about 30 to 40 seconds, but you bring up Saquon. What's your feeling on what's happening to running backs in the league as far as, you know, them not really getting good contracts? They paid Daniel Jones instead of Saquon, and it's happening all over the league.
Well, unlike most people, I blame the Players Association.
There you go. We're on the same page. Go ahead, yeah. Charlie.
And I blame them because when they do these contracts, okay, they come to a number for all these positions. That's negotiated. So if you're an owner, why are you paying above what the top dollar that was negotiated for? It doesn't make any sense. Mm. I personally think that there's a handful of running backs that are worth a lot more than that top number that you're franchised at. But I understand that the durability of the running backs are a lot less than a lot of the other positions. I think a happy medium would be to pay them more money than that $10 million number, but not as long a contract as you'd sign a wide receiver or a quarterback for. So instead of a 5-year deal, give them a 3-year deal. Instead of $10 million, give them $13 million. I think there's got to be a happy medium, but it starts with negotiations with the Players Association. And if the Players Association negotiates that number, why would any good businessman say, I have to pay you more?
Right. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right on the money.
Yep, they're not standing up for themselves. You're absolutely right. Charlie, great stuff, man.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, have fun tonight.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's what I want to ask you, and I said this earlier. If the MVP, and we're early, but this is what you do, right? Four games in, a month into the regular season. And I was saying earlier, as we were talking about the Bills, that I think you could make a good case for Josh Allen as MVP. But I think the top three, some, you know, we had a caller, Chili Tim said Tua, I think it was him. And that's fine because Tua's got the best numbers, right? And they obviously are having a successful season at 3-1. So that's legit. Tua, Josh Allen. And to me, Rob, the third guy, when you just watch these games and see the impact he's having on the games, I would say Christian McCaffrey, the running back for the San Francisco 49ers.
That's
but you it would hurt. Those would be, I mean, it changes. I had Micah Parsons number one after 2 weeks. So, you know, we're just talking. But right now, I think those three would be my top three. Tua, Josh Allen, and Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, and I got it. He's, what did he got, 600 yards? League leading,
459
right?
Rushing. He's leading the league by almost 100 yards.
Yep, seven touchdowns.
He's on pace, Rob, for 1,951 rushing yards, which, you know, isn't a record. I mean, it's not even 2,000. I don't want to say not even. Like, that's easy to do. But remember, you get the extra game, and it still wouldn't be 2,000 yards, and 25 touchdowns. So it's not like, you know, these are historic numbers, but he is putting up great numbers. He's averaging 5.7 yards a carry, and he's valuable in their receiving game. He's the second, got the second most catches in the league for a running back. Now, he's not close to the top in receivers, but for a running back, he's second most receptions. And Rob, and I know last year doesn't matter, but since he joined the team, remember he was traded there from Carolina midway right through last season. They're 14-1, and they lost the first game he played. Remember he came in like early in the week, and it was questions, is he even going to play? And he did play, but really didn't know the playbook and all that. That's the game they lost against Kansas City. So since then, they've actually won 14 straight games with him on the team. And so, again, I know that doesn't count for this year, but I think the dude is, again, you look at Patrick Mahomes not having his typical season. Lamar's not really having an MVP season, although he's playing really well. Justin Herbert's playing well, but they're 2-2. Joe Burrow's not in the hunt. Jalen Hurts is not putting up the tremendous numbers. The guys with some of the guys with big numbers aren't winning, you know. So I do think right now those would be my top three.
Yeah, here's the problem with that, Chris, is that we have seen other guys put up some incredible numbers when you talk about not being a quarterback, right? And those guys could barely even get a vote. And I think that is the problem that he's going to have. Is like, was it, I don't have them in front of me, Rob G. Do I have it all? Okay, Rob G, jump in, because we went over this list. And Chris, just listen to the guys and what they were able to do and the numbers they put up and barely sniff votes. Barely.
Double-double.
Like, that's the issue. Rob, you got the list.
This is the last 10 years non-quarterbacks to get MVP votes, and guys who put up great numbers couldn't even
now,
get an MVP.
Let me ask you this,
sure.
Rob G.
Yep.
Isn't the voting a tad bit different now?
Now it is, yes.
Right. So what is, explain that.
So now you can vote first, second, and third place votes. And you
right.
get a percentage.
And that's yeah. just started what?
Last year.
So when you get these numbers, this was when you just,
correct.
For the most part, you just voted for one person.
Sure. So here,
that's a huge difference.
Here's in the last 10 years, non-quarterbacks to get MVP votes and what they had to do to even get a vote. 2021, Cooper Kupp got one vote. He won the NFL receiving triple crown. Second most yards ever, second most
which
catches
is crazy.
Ever.
Just got think about that. Vote. He got one vote and put in that kind of work.
2017, Todd Gurley got eight votes. He had over 2,000 scrimmage yards and 19 touchdowns as the hub
of the Rams
offense. I remember
thinking that Gurley was certainly the Rams MVP.
Right.
Right.
2016, yeah. Ezekiel Elliott got six votes. He had just under 2,000 scrimmage yards, 16 touchdowns. Again, him and Dak that surprise season as rookies. 2014, this was the closest. J.J. Watt got 13 votes. 20 and a half sacks, a touchdown, and he had three receiving touchdowns. So
that's pretty incredible. 20 and a half sacks, 13 votes is a lot.
And then here, Rob Parker, these are the guys you mentioned that had phenomenal seasons, couldn't get a single vote. 2020, Derrick Henry, over 2,000 rushing yards.
2,000 rushing yards, zero votes. Like zero.
Well, again, that was when they only voted for one person. Who won the MVP that year?
I believe that was Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers that year?
Yeah. 2019, Michael Thomas, NFL record at the time, 149
catches.
Another
one, catches. 149 catches went
no
for
votes.
Not.
2018, Aaron Donald, a defensive tackle, got 20 and a half sacks, no votes. It's a quarterback award until further notice.
I think that's a little, but I think those, like number one, I think, again, that was most of those were, if not all of them, were in years where you only voted for one person, not three. And I imagine three, it won't just be based on who has the most first place, right? It'll be like
the other NBA
point
votes,
system,
yeah,
right?
Point system.
Two, I'd like to know what those guys' records were. Now, maybe they were great. I know the year. I remember the year. Was it 2012, you said, for J.J. Watt when he had the 20 and a half sacks? And they had a really good season, the Texans.
That was
year.
2014. Was that 2012, Adrian Peterson actually won it. He got 30 votes, won MVP. He had over 2,000 rushing yards and 13 touchdowns. Remember, they didn't have a quarterback that year. It was Adrian Peterson left, and they ended up winning the division.
So 2014 was the year J.J. Watt had the phenomenal
season.
Was he with Houston?
Yes.
They went 9-7. You're not winning it at 9-7. So I think a few things have to happen. One, obviously McCaffrey would have to keep this up, okay, which is, you know, that's a lot to ask. So, but if he keeps this up, Rob, and they go, say, 14-3, he's in the conversation. Now, so but that doesn't seal it, obviously. But I think if he keeps these numbers up, gets near 2,000 yards rushing, and they go 14-3, I think he's in the discussion. But then, Rob, what if no quarterback from one of the highest winning teams has great numbers? That's the type of thing that I think would open it up for a non-quarterback to win the award. Like, what if Philly ends up with the best record? And I mean, Philly's going to have a great record. Jalen Hurts right now not putting up MVP numbers. San Francisco's going to have a great record. Nobody's going to make Brock Purdy the MVP. Dallas, I don't think Dak at this point would be in the MVP race. Buffalo, of course, Josh Allen, Miami, Tua. Right now, I think Patrick Mahomes probably will get himself back in the race. And then Lamar,
But this is the problem, and you saw with Micah Parsons, Chris. You have a bad game, one bad game, and you know, the way that award is set up, you could fall out of it like that. I mean, after the first two games, you know, you were feeling good about him, just saying if he continues to play that way.
Right.
He has one bad game, and they're like, you don't even address that.
It wasn't
that.
Even like that bad
no,
of a
but
game.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Right.
Already, it's kind of like, okay, well, you'll move on to somebody else. Like
well,
that
I do
quickly?
Think the bar, well, they got beat by the freaking
no,
Arizona
I know.
Cardinals,
I know, but you get what I'm saying, though.
But, yeah, but, well, I do think, unfortunately, the bar is probably higher for a non-quarterback, right? Like, you're right. Like, and I think, look, they've played four games. So each game, and at that point, when Parsons, when they lost Arizona, they only played three games. So I think when you're this early in the season, you're looking more at each individual game. But at the end of the year, Parsons may have three, four games where he doesn't do much. But if he's got 22 sacks, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to say, oh, but he didn't play well in that one game against Houston or whatever. Same for McCaffrey. If he's got 2,300 yards from scrimmage and he had two piss poor games, that's not going to matter because of the grand total. So I just think it's heightened right now because it's so early in the year and there's so few games that they've played.
Here's the other thing, too, is that in Vegas right now, Brock Purdy, right, has better odds.
It does he than
yeah,
McCaffrey?
Yeah, McCaffrey. That, yes. Because of the nature of the award.
So what are the
right?
odds? Give me the top five right now.
Rob G has it.
So,
got him?
It depends on where you look, right? Because each sports book has different odds. But the consensus, go to Vegas Insider. They have a compiling of all the different outlets you can bet at. In order, the top six right now are Josh Allen.
From six up?
No, from one
give
down.
Give us from six.
Okay. From six up, Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Tua Tagovailoa, Josh Allen.
That's kind of ridiculous.
And then get this, below Brock Purdy, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, and then Christian McCaffrey.
Rob. I know you're arguing that, and I get it. You're just saying this is how it is. But does that list sound right to you? Trevor Lawrence?
I know.
No, he's ahead of Christian McCaffrey.
No, that list doesn't sound right. And I don't even know. Like, that's a ridiculous list. But, yeah.
And even Brock Purdy. Look, but, I like Brock Purdy, and he's playing great. But Christian McCaffrey is the main cog of that offense.
But, again, we just saw it with the Giants, Chris, and I hear you. The same way that they kind of discounted Saquon, right, for Daniel Jones. This is the problem.
This is
right?
part
this
of
is
why.
Exactly, I mean, what did this, Charlie Weiss just
think,
say? Didn't he say the same thing?
Yeah, and don't think this doesn't play into the finances, right?
It does.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey's behind Trevor Lawrence.
How?
And Brock Purdy. I mean, come and Mahomes hasn't had a great year. Mahomes just threw two interceptions yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
It's just
and guess what? Mahomes and Russell Wilson have the same stats.
Right.
Can you believe that?
Russ has actually got good numbers. He's in the top 10 in almost everything. Yes, but that tells you what we're dealing with. Rob, do you second my notion that make a Peyton Manning Award or Johnny Unitas Award
I was
gonna or
say,
whatever you want
to call
it?
To me, it would have to be Johnny Unitas or somebody of that
I'm
ilk.
Cool with that.
Like Cy Young. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like somebody
right.
from the old days.
That's
right.
fine. That's fine. I don't think anybody would be mad about that.
Nah, not at all.
And give it to – that'll be prestigious, just like the Cy Young.
The Cy
and
Young
then,
is a big
just,
award,
right? now, it's ridiculous.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.